Well, hello and welcome to the Smells Like Money podcast. Join me, Suzanne Chin Taylor, the doo-doo diva, as I interview guests who are making an impact on how we manage and operate systems for conveying and treating wastewater. As a veteran of the wastewater, trenchless, and civil infrastructure industry, each week I'll be bringing you industry know-how from industry pros who know how. Join me each week as I speak with representatives of organizations that are utilizing disruptive or new technologies and methods, and executives who are excited to share how to be successful and sustainable in our vital industry. So whether you want to learn about the latest trends in technology, in treatment or trenchless, gain tips on training and retaining great talent, or simply how to be more efficient, productive, or profitable, this podcast is for you. Ready? Let's dive right in. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Doo-Doo Divas Smells Like Money podcast. Today, we are visiting with an old friend and colleague of mine in the industry, Jamie Lineberger, who is the owner and co-founder of Lineberger and Associates. And, you know, it was so great to connect with you, reconnect with you after not seeing you for so many years at the WWETT show this year. And I want to thank you for being willing to come on to the podcast and share your, you know, depth of experience and your knowledge. So welcome to the show, Jamie.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So the audience, you know, I like to kind of set the stage for what we're going to be talking about today. And that's about specialty consultancies. But in order to set the tone for this, I'd like you to share, you know, a little bit with the audience, your background in this industry that we all love. You know, you've been in it for many, many years and you've had many different roles, just so, you know, we get an idea of who you are and where you're at now in your role in the industry.
All right. Well, thank you. I started this industry just about 20 years ago. My dad introduced it to me. At the beginning, when I first started, I didn't really have a name. I was Gary Lineberger's daughter. And for many years, that's how I was known. Oh, I know you, you're Gary's daughter. So that was a little hard at first. However, through the years, I established a name for myself and I began working with my dad, working with contractors around the Midwest and around the country, working with manufacturers for manhole rehab, CIPP, doing specifications, working on safety manuals and installation manuals and setup guides, and working out in the field as a contractor or the project manager for projects that we had as our own contractor in Southern California. We did that for many years based in Southern California. We've moved. We live in the middle of the country now, one of those flyover states. Sadly, my dad passed away in August of 2022. However, with the knowledge and the skill and the business base that my dad gave me, I was able to restructure us a little bit. It's still Lineberger and Associates. It's just me and all my little voices. So we're all the associates. And we're now focusing a lot on the consultant work when it comes to product approval, different maintenance agreements, ASTMs, standardized specifications, and things like that. So that's where I am today. And the WWETT show this past month was the first show in many years that I'd been at. And it was great to reconnect with friends and especially you.
Oh, thank you. Well, it was great to hear what you were doing. And the reason I wanted to bring you on the show is because we discussed about the importance of consultants. You know, being one myself, you know, you've got many, many companies, you know, small to mid-sized manufacturers, as well as contractors, where they've got a lot of knowledge in here. They need to focus on what I consider the revenue generating activities for their business and the running of their business and doing the work. But in order to grow and get to the next level, they often need to take on tasks that they don't have the knowledge or the skill set. And yes, they could take the time to develop that, but is that really the best use of their time and their resources? Even with someone with with in-house that could be tasked with doing this? Is this something you really want to put on somebody's probably already very full plate of work? So it comes to the topic of needing a consultant when you didn't really even know you truly needed one, but what that consultant can do for you in areas of your business, especially our industry, that you never even thought about as needing help with, can make the difference between staying where you are or maybe getting to that next level and winning that next big contract or getting your product approved on, you know, an approved product schedule. And so I'd like you to talk to our audience about that concept of what are some of the areas where it really makes financial sense and business sense to bring in a consultant, and what are some of those things that they can help you with that you may not have even known that you needed?
Absolutely. Clients, sometimes they're looking for, they've found a great product. It's accepted by engineers, accepted by municipalities. Municipalities look at it and say, oh, this is great. Are you approved? No, but it's a really great product. How do I get approved? A lot of times municipalities, they are busy, larger municipalities, they're busy with their daily work schedule. They don't have a training guru that can set aside time to talk to a manufacturer and run them through the product approval list requirements. So as a consultant, that's where a consultant comes in, because we can do the research for you. We can tell you what's needed, what tests are available, what testing labs to go to, what municipalities have a required a product approval list. Some municipalities just require an engineer to sign off on it. Some require extensive testing and a sheet of paper that says my product is approved here and can be used for this and that. So as a consultant, my plate isn't full with a lot of the day-to-day employee stuff at that company. And therefore, I'm available for research, for phone calls, and rooting out what needs to be done, and presenting the client with a punch list of, this is where we start. What product do you want to begin with? Here's a lab. Here's an approved lab. And here we go. So I can help with that right off the bat. And the company doesn't have to worry about, is any other work that I've asked my employee to do being done or being left behind, because they're so tied up with product approval processes.
So it definitely speeds up the process. And also, you're not having to hire an employee that's just going to do that. They're only hiring a consultant such as yourself for the duration of the project until it's complete. And then you're on your merry way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And happy to be on my merry way, because I know at the end of that project, the product is approved and away that company can go with it's business. Absolutely.
Well, then let's get into, let's say, oh, well, the cost, and what about, you know, the hours? Well, let's just face it. Time is money. And so yes. If you were to, maybe this is a hard question to ask, I don't know, but on average, to get a product through an approval process, like we were just talking about, how many hours of labor does that typically take someone to do if they're let's do this two ways. If they're an expert and they've done this before and they know exactly what they have to do, or they're going to have to learn by trial by fire of exactly what they need to do to get it done. What are we looking at time-wise?
It's taken me as little as 7 months. It's taken me as long as 42 months.
I guess on the complexity, because of third, when you were saying about third-party testing,
a lot of times that is the time frame, because you're looking at a 10,000 hour creep test for things, and days and months of testing, sample preparation, things like that. On average, you're going to spend, I probably spend 30 hours a week dedicated to each of my clients that are going through a product approval list, a product approval process at any given time.
Wow. So if you multiply that times how many weeks in the 7 months, that can add up to a lot of hours that take you away from doing those things that, again, it's pick your battles. I mean, I often say when it comes to website design, well, sure, you could learn how to do it and spend 100 hours, but how much is an hour of your time worth in the field billable to a customer?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So again, you know, picking those battles. And so that kind of, what are some of the other things aside from, you know, approval process that a specialty consultant such as yourself or others like, you've mentioned something about training and safety manuals, because I know that, you know, we just issued an electronic course called the Gain, Train, Retain Playbook. And in the biggest component of that course is the train segment. Because you can hire the greatest employee, but unless you have a solid training program, you're really kind of setting them up for failure. And then if they get frustrated, then they're going to leave. And so yes, you can't retain them. So in that, I just saw as we were, you know, putting this course together and publishing it and putting it out there, it was like, wow. To really do this right for a training manual, you've got to spend a tremendous amount of time developing this. And so how would you help, or how can a consultant help someone that they've got it in their head of what they want the employee to do, but they don't know how to put it out on paper or even develop that training program or a safety program? How can a consultant fast track that process so that it's replicatable for every new hire?
Absolutely. A lot of times companies will come to us and they'll say, here's all my stuff. And they'll have a stack of paper, a stack of notes. And you're absolutely right. They don't know how to transcribe that into making sense that's reproducible for every new hire. I take that. What are your goals with this safety manual? At the end of this safety manual or at the end of this training manual, what do you want your employee to know? Are we looking at a broad overview of everything, or are we looking at something specific within the company that they will be responsible for? And we narrow it down. Here's a bird's eye view to the company training. And then we'll say, okay, your specific area of expertise is going to be dealing with the reel on the back of a UV cure truck, for example. Okay, so we're going to train you how to work on that. And the training manual will take them through that. I've worked with clients in the past who the training manual was to learn how to work safety around trains on the train yard. Took them through that and produced that manual. So they knew safety around trains. And as a consultant, I have the time to do the research for the company that's hired me. Your employees are busy doing other day-to-day things. They don't have the time to specifically say, I'm going to dedicate 5 hours of my day to research this, or I'm going to research this for the next 3 days. They can't do that. But I can do all the research, put it into a format that is legible, followable, reproducible for everyone in your company. Safety manual, training manual. Away we go. And with safety manuals, when you're looking at a safety manual, or, you know, you provide me with the information and I just take all that information and put it into a booklet for you and you can reproduce it.
So, you know, we're talking about, you know, in this instance, because of industry knowledge, it's a very wise investment. If you have not put together a robust training program, maybe it's just a hands-on, but you've never had your manual, so that every time you've got someone new that's training, if we think about it, and this was one of the things that came up for me, is that you might have John and Joe, and they're both seasoned employees, and they're going to train a new hire how to do, let's just say what you were saying, operate the reel on the back of a UV cure truck. Well, Joe may teach it one way and John may teach it another. And neither one of them may be the way that you, Honor George, want your employees to do it. But you don't know that because you've never developed a consistent way for everybody to do it. Now, not to say you're going to micromanage someone, because everybody has their own little best ways of approaching it. But to make sure that things are done properly within the standards that the owner of the company, or maybe the manufacturer for, you know, wear and tear or best practices for getting the best results, are going to be important to follow. And so I know that that's a big investment of time to get that done. And this is going beyond just, you know, someone comes in, oh, here's the employee handbook. And I've seen this so often where the employee handbook is, this is, you know, when you clock in, how you turn in your time card, here's the first aid kit, here's the lunchroom. If you empty the coffee pot, start a new one, you know, like that kind of stuff. But it never gets, the employee handbook often stops there and doesn't go into the nitty gritty of the day-to-day operations that are the things that really make a company their money.
Absolutely. And a lot of times the nuances that make your training manual and make the operations of day-to-day work are right within your company. And sometimes what you need to do is go sit down with the employee who has been there for 10 years and has always operated that specific piece of equipment and say, okay, tell me what you do. And you listen to them. Okay, what have you learned that makes your job easier? Okay, how can we translate all of that information that he's given me verbally into a readable, excitable manual that someone will want to sit there either in person or in a class and say, we're going to go over this training manual today. Everybody pay attention. Make it fun, a little interactive. Because if people aren't entertained in their learning and it's not brief in learning, but yet full, it's going to be lost on your employees. And they're just going to be bogged down with a lot of paperwork and a lot of boring. And at the end of the day, they're just going to wonder, oh, how can I make this easier? And a lot of times that's where your employee will go off the rails with, I'm just going to figure out what works for me and ignore what I've been taught because it was boring anyway.
And now, you know, all of us are worried, you know, we're all facing the silver tsunami. And so many of those people, like you were just saying, that gentleman who's been doing it, you know, for 10 or 20 years, he may be retiring soon. And all that intellectual property, that's a gold mine. It's going to be lost when these people go. And so that was one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you onto the show, was that the importance of, don't wait to get these training manuals done, is that the importance of bringing someone in to help you to fast track it before these people that have all of that knowledge that isn't in another book or doesn't come from the factory training from the manufacturer. It's been learned in the field in the school of hard knocks, or in the, as I call it, stories from the trenchless, you know, or from the trenches, that it's going to be lost forever. And we need to find a way to capture that before it's gone, because it's only going to make the next generation of people that are going to be carrying the torch better stewards of what we've all begun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, it is knowledge that needs to be captured. And, you know, even if it's just an appendix to a training manual, and just like you were saying, when you get information from a manufacturer, you get a brochure. You don't get what you learned in the trenches. You don't, you know, there's so many guys that start out in the CIPP industry that wonder, well, how do I get the liner and the bladder to slide? Well, years ago, someone said peanut oil works great. So peanut oil now becomes part of the process when you're lining CIPP. Someone, you know, a few years ago, oh my goodness, a few, probably 15 years ago, I was out on a job site and we were adhering the bladder to the liner for a breakaway as it went into the lateral and out to the main line. We wanted a breakaway, so we pulled the bladder back out. How do we do that? Well, we use some Loctite. And you know, these are just simple things, but yet it's knowledge that in a training manual, here's a scenario, here's what you can use. You know, it almost becomes almost easy peasy. However, if that knowledge isn't captured, it's gone. And sadly, I've met a lot of people on their way out and I've asked, oh, do you have a replacement? Have you hired someone? Are you training someone? More often than not, I have heard, oh, he's a young guy. He can learn all this on his own. I did. I wish that wasn't the truth. I wish that wasn't the case in so many venues and so many industries. But sadly, that I've heard that a lot in our industry.
That is sad because, you know, what you were saying is something as I was thinking about this. Imagine you're a contractor and you're looking for your exit strategy and you may be wanting to, you know, sell your business. Imagine if you had invested in good training manuals for everything that you did, how valuable that would be to the next potential owner. It's almost like creating a turnkey. And so for those of you listening who may be, you know, thinking about that, wow, an investment today in that training manual could wind up very well, pay itself back when you go to exit out. Because I know that I would want to buy a business where I was being given all the information. You know, you're buying a business from someone because it's successful, not because it's failing. And so how do I, you know, how does that torch get passed that I can continue in the same good path that that former owner did to keep that company successful and keep it growing? And it's all going to come down to how do we do things?
Yes, that's what makes a business successful is those learned skills, those nuances, the everyday on the job, in the trench type of learning. And you pass that on, then the incoming groups can definitely be as successful as you were. Absolutely.
Right. And so I want to close because, you know, something that you shared with me about training manuals, I was very surprised that, and I'm not going to give it away because if they're interested, they can contact you. But having some of this consulting work done, and especially the training manuals, was a lot less expensive than I imagined that it would be considering the end product that you're getting. It was kind of like, oh, wow, is that all? And so if you are interested, Jamie, how can they get a hold of you to learn more about training manual development services, safety manual, and then maybe the other consultancy for what we were talking about earlier for specifications and getting a product approved?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you can call me. You want me to give my phone number?
Yes, please.
All right. It's area code 386-846-9719. And my email, the initial J, my last name, Lineberger, LineBerger @gmail.com. Send me an email and we'll talk.
All right. And Jamie, are you on LinkedIn?
I am.
So connect with Jamie on LinkedIn, because that's the way I always, you know, push people, connect on LinkedIn. It's a great platform, and especially for B2B, learn a lot there. And so thank you again for coming onto the show about this topic, which leads us in, stay tuned, because Jamie and I are going to continue our conversation on a follow-up episode to speak a little more in depth about the specification process and the importance of that and the competitive advantage that it can give you as a vendor. So until next time, thank you for watching and keep it flowing. Thanks so much for joining me, the Doo-Doo Diva, on this week's episode of Smells Like Money. What stood out to you this week? Share your takeaways by leaving me a review. You can find out more about the new technologies, creating sustainable solutions and insights on how to succeed in our vital industry by subscribing to the show. Whether you want to learn about the latest trends in wastewater infrastructure, treatment, or trenchless, you've got it all right here at Smells Like Money. If you're an industry expert and would like to be considered as a guest for the show, book a quick chat with me by visiting calendly.com/thetuitgroup/B-A-podcast-guest, or simply click the link in the show notes below. Until next week, a big shout out to all my industry friends and those who will be. You are my superheroes. Thanks for tuning in, keeping it flowing, and we'll see you all next week.